This is a Fox News alert. Britain is going to get a new prime minister. I'm Dave Anthony. Boris Johnson is resigning.
And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
Though he plans to stay in office until his Conservative Party picks a new leader in the coming months to take over as prime minister, leaving amid several political scandals there.
He has very little support within his party, within his cabinet, and now, according to polls, within the public at large here at the UK.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London.
The UK government is firm in saying relations with the other countries in the world, especially the US, especially on matters like Ukraine, will stay constant.
More than 30 people still recovering from their injuries in Highland Park, Illinois, after being shot at the 4th of July parade. Police say the accused gunman, Robert Cremo III, confessed. He's now jailed without bond, charged with 7 counts of murder. His father talked to the New York Post.
He's facing some criticism for sponsoring his son's gun license in December 2019, despite Cremo allegedly making previous threats of violence, including that he'd like to kill everyone. Cremo later legally bought 5 firearms, including the one used in the shooting on Monday. Of his critics, Robert Cremo Jr. says, "They make me like I groomed him to do all of this. I've been here my whole life, and I'm going to stay here, hold my head up high, because I didn't do anything wrong."
Fox's Madeline Rivera in Highland Park. They're mourning in Detroit the day after a police officer was shot and killed responding to a call about a man firing a gun. Another officer shot back and killed him. Brittany Griner is expected in court again today in Russia as her trial on drug charges resumes. The U.S. says she's wrongfully detained. Griner's WNBA team, the Phoenix Mercury, held a Bring BG Home rally last night.
She's not a political pawn. She is not a martyr. She is not a figurehead. She is a real person who deserves so much more.
Former WNBA player Monty Stafford McGee, Griner could get 10 years in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Again, our top Fox News story, Boris Johnson resigning as Britain's prime minister, but planning to stay in office until his Conservative Party picks a new leader in the coming months. Former President Trump remains under a lot of scrutiny here, and now someone else who is close to him will talk to the Democrat-led House committee probing last year's Capitol riot.
Former White House counsel Pat Cipollone is expected to testify on Friday for the House Select Committee. The panel has sought to talk to Cipollone and issued a subpoena last week. Other witnesses have told the committee Cipollone was critical of Trump campaign attorneys who presented strategies to overturn election results and even threatened to resign if Justice Department officials were fired. Cipollone's testimony is not in a public session. The committee will convene another public hearing next week. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, hundreds of Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol that day have been charged. Some have already pleaded guilty or been convicted. There's also someone else in trouble, accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail at 2 Capitol police officers yesterday as he tried to light it. They suffered just minor injuries. A Connecticut man who has a history of making threats busted yet again.
The 43-year-old man from Hamden, Connecticut's already been convicted in 2003, 2008, and 2015 for sending threatening notes to reporters, judges, and politicians, and had just finished his most recent sentence last August. The exact content of the letter is not clear. However, the letters reportedly often included the phrase, quote, "If you don't obey what this letter says, along with others, including people in D.C. and everywhere in you, you all will be killed." If convicted, he faces up to 10 more years in prison. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The cost to fill up keeps going down. Gas's price, another 2 cents lower today. It's fallen daily over 3 weeks. It's now 27 cents, almost less than the record high. On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell. Dow futures are up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.